What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You feel bad for Steven Vogt? That was him right there. You feel bad for him? There's somebody else within the organization I'm starting to feel bad for. More of that coming up at around 8 o'clock. Go ahead.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think Vogt probably thought they had a really good chance to be good again. I mean, when your first year as manager, you go to the ALCS, you're being crowned your manager of the year. You start maybe to believe some of the hype, and then, you know, nothing worked out coming back. I mean, you know, you're sitting here at 500. I don't want to make it seem like they're 20 games below or were the Rockies or anything, but
if they were 20 games below or were the Rockies, we just wouldn't care. There'd be no reason to get mad. Well, if they were coming off of last year, there'd still be, but you would be apathetic now and be like, yeah, just go ahead and trade him. Obviously, this isn't working out. I don't want to trade him because we have some talent.
Like, Vogt, they started the year, Vogt thought they had enough to win. And so you could hear it through him just every day trying to put a positive spin, and to the point where we were getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, come on.
People were making the Stefanski argument and stuff like that. Yeah.
Come on, we're all watching the same game. We're all watching the same ineptitude with the lineup. And, you know, the Manzardo thing is hanging on him. I mean, this has been a long enough period of time where the guy, I think yesterday we saw he was second on the team in slugging percentage, but yet he's not an everyday player for them.
Well, I question that, and man, I've heard you get mad about the Browns and the Cavs, and I'm waiting for it to happen with the Gardos. And it's not like you've been accepting, it's not like you've buried your head in the sand. That would be a supreme insult to you. But I think what you've made it very frustrating with is that you have chosen to trust almost implicitly what the front office has done. And this right now, as we are inside of 12 hours away from the trade deadline, this is becoming some of the most frustrating times for a Guardians fan who knew that they were close last year, who looked at the circumstances of the three other teams and where their payroll was compared to you, and the whole history that we've broken down several times since the end of the ALCS in Game 5. And so now we're here, and like even yesterday, Anthony, like I'm screaming at my computer. And I can't tweet anything back at people. Twitter Reaction is brought to you by Schaub & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, because there is the other side to it. And I imagine this is what Antonetti and Chernoff and everybody else would say, because I'm looking at the lineup going, where's Manzardo? Well, Ken, it's a lefty on the mound. I go, what does that got to do with the price of fish? The guy's got a near 6 ERA who they're pitching, who they're hitting against. What is that? So, and I said to you guys in the open, I go, we're three lefties in here, so if they just put my fat ass out there to just stand and throw meatballs, I guess they can't hit Kyle Manzardo. And then there was another reason. Well, you know, Carlos Santana, they could be showcasing him. I go, at 39 years old, we're showcasing Carlos Santana, who is not the player he used to be the last two times that he was here. And that reasoning, while there's always going to be another side, that reasoning is frustrated. I don't think the Guardians are going out of their way to just make us mad. They're not making decisions just to upset their fan base. But it's frustrating where I see what the Cavs do. The Cavs are They are a fantasy fan's dream. I mean, if you're a regular just Joe fan of basketball, they went, made a big trade. They're always in the conversation for other guys. For the love of God, for a frustrating time, they'll never be out on the LeBron conversation, no matter what. They'll never be out on that. And then the Browns, for better, for worse, again, we've talked about that. And these are two, and now with the second apron, these are two hard cap sports. And with baseball, I'm just told where, hey, you basically just have to try to enjoy the ride as best you can and hope instead of being competitive. So I can be a real competitive bastard about the other two sports. Real hard nose. But then when it comes to baseball, I just have to sit here and twiddle my thumbs. And Owen's over there getting ready to shoot blood out of his ears because he's so angry. And a lot of other people are doing the same thing in his section. Part of it is,
and I'll tell you this, this dates back because, you know, I lived out of market. And so baseball was like the first thing to go. Because, I mean, come on, Cavs had LeBron. Didn't matter where you lived in the world, you could see LeBron games. The NFL is a national product, so I was going to be able to see the Browns no matter what. That was never going to be a real issue. But baseball, it was tough to keep up with them, and I was so down on baseball as a whole, mm-hmm. and I still am. I mean, I'm still really... I think the sport's been really exciting the last few years, and the pitch clock, that spoke directly to somebody like me. So I might have been one of those casuals that people get annoyed with. But I watched the World Series last year. That was the first World Series I've been dialed in a long time. I knew a bunch of the players. That had never been the case.
I will tell you this. I think we talked about this real quick, because I always said, like, oh, I just give up emotionally. And I think I watched more of it because it was on Fox, and then it was right before. And then I did really want the Dodgers to beat them. I was annoyed with Yankee fans after that, seeing it live in person. I was really annoyed with them. Go ahead.
Yeah, but all of that is to say, like, yes, and maybe people could talk me otherwise and tell me it's all on one guy, the guy we talk about, you know, the most when it comes to baseball here in this town, which is Dolan. But I have blamed most of the issues just on baseball. That's the way that I've watched this sport. I think it's a miracle that the Guardians have won as many games as they have over the last decade. I know that's not a World Series, but, you know, that's a high bar. We don't do that in the other sports. We don't just say Super Bowl or NBA Finals or bust every year. We find joy in the Browns seasons where they win three games. So I'm not going to just say in baseball
I
has to
think
be the
that's
World
pretty
Series.
Cynical joy though. Sure, that can be real sarcastic.
There's also no way that if the Browns were 5-5,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
They would go, okay, we're going to trade off. We're going to trade off the guy that everyone loves and one of our best players on the team.
I mean, too. For the love of God, in the face of what a lot of people thought was not the best decision for their future, they paid Myles Garrett more money. They paid him more money.
But then,
kept him around for the rest of his career.
But then, that's right. I present that as a baseball problem, unfortunately. Yeah, in a market like this,
I agree with you.
I think it's just a reality. I mean, people can tell me that, you know, the Dolans, who this was earmarked to sell. A couple years ago, we had heard they were in the transition process of selling. And I wonder a lot about that, too, with the economics of baseball, work stoppage coming up, a minority owner we haven't really heard from. I mean, don't you think that's kind of bizarre? We never hear from David Blitzer. We never hear much at all from David Blitzer.
He's a minority owner.
He has the money to buy the team.
What am I supposed to hear from him, though? Is he supposed to say anything as a minority owner? Like, I'm asking a question here. I don't know.
I mean, this is a guy who is a part of the...
You haven't heard from Charles Woodson either yet.
He's now one of the biggest sports... Isn't he coming to town? Aren't we getting...
I would assume.
I thought they were going to do a whole thing.
Did Usher hold press conferences?
He absolutely did talk. I do remember that. Dan Gilbert brought him aboard.
Turned his chair around and sat right down.
Yeah, he did bring him.
We know Miles has spoken.
Yeah, so all I'm saying
is... Kind of points the tone.
All I'm saying is that this team has been for sale. It has not been sold. Now you've got a work stoppage coming. I don't know what the future is. I don't know. To me, they're a distressed asset. The lack of local money. They're losing now, you know, $50 to $60 million a year that they would have had otherwise previously.
Tell me you hate baseball and you hate the Guardians.
I don't think he hates the Guardians. I hate the economics of the sport. I don't know how you wouldn't. I don't know how you wouldn't. If this was baseball or basketball, and every team...
I don't know, because it's something that we've all done. 4 years old, I played my first baseball game. I love it. I don't know why I love it. I just do.
Yeah.
It makes no sense why I love it. We do all of this because we love sports, mm-hmm. right? And if there's a really good tennis match on, we'll probably watch it, right? If it's the Masters on, we're going to watch it. We love sports. I love baseball. I don't understand why... I still plan on going to the ballpark. We still have the passes. I don't know why I want to do it, but I do. But it pisses me off, this situation. I looked, 2023, right?
Yeah.
We traded Aaron Civale. I was pretty upset then, but understood that he's a pitcher and it's once every five games, you know, he gets to affect the team. But I just looked at the numbers. It was July 30th. He started. They won the game. They were a half game out of the division. A half game behind the Twins, six games out of the wild card. They traded them away, and they were 53-53.
And as agitated as I am right now, I haven't said a word about being angry about Shane Bieber. I understand that.
Yeah.
But Stephen Kwan makes no logical sense. If they do it today, I'm sure they'll get a bunch of prospects and they'll talk about where these guys are ranked in the prospectus. And I'll try to swallow it as best I can, but I'm going to be upset.
Then they'll put Will Wilson in left field and all.
Hold on. The logical sense part, you did agree they were not going to sign him. So they were always going to trade him. You just think it doesn't make logical sense because they're going to trade him a year early.
Have two years of arbitration.
To do it now. And my issue is, and this is where it gets to the problem of baseball, and then we go in a circle because I say, well, Paul Dolan's one of the owners in baseball, so it's still a problem with Paul Dolan, is, well, the argument, how much do you pay him? Well, we can't afford to overpay anybody. We can't afford to pay a batting average leadoff guy. Well, you don't have power anyway, and you don't have power really in the system that you can count on. I'm sorry, Jace LaViolette is going to be in the system for at least 4 years. So you don't have anybody in the system who you can really count on. And Manzardo, who hit two home runs the other day, you just won't play him. So again, you just continue to spike your own argument if you're the Guardians. However, when it gets to the monetary thing about it, you can't give me this crap. And I said this even last night. You can't give me this crap about how he wants to play on the West Coast. For years, a lot of guys wanted to play college football in the South. It's amazing what money can do to change people's minds. It's amazing. I'm sure that there's plenty of guys, Myles Garrett, who's from Dallas, Arlington, Texas. Myles Garrett, you give him a bunch of money, all of a sudden he wants to stay here in Northeast Ohio for the rest of his career. Plenty of guys. You give them a bunch of money, they want to stay in Northeast Ohio. You know, Donovan Mitchell isn't here for the love of the game. I don't mention Jose Ramirez because Jose Ramirez is a special case, and that's why he gets a statue and the other two probably don't.
The problem with that example is there are multiple teams on the West Coast that will pay a lot more.
And that is my issue where it's going. If you can't afford it, then get out of the business. Many business owners do it all the time in different walks of life.
I've beaten that horse to death. It's been 15 years of talking about that.
And you know it, and I know it now. And this is what you just, and I know we're way over, and I'm going to get out right here. We'll go right to Jeff on the update, all right? But you just kind of laid it out here. When's David Blitzer going to take over? Probably not until after this work stoppage is done. And that's not until 2027. And I got Bryce Harper going eyeball to eyeball with Rob Manfred last week saying, I'm not afraid to lose 162 games. So you're looking at 2027-28 by the time that happens.
Be a pretty rough time to get into the small market baseball business.
You laid it out. Why would David Blitzer want to take over full operational ownership of this team without that national television contract that they're still trying to pound out right now?
Without God local knows money. Who,
without that local money, where you can't even sell your entire ad breaks that are going through. Don't think Lyme and I haven't noticed about that. Why would David Blitzer want to take over full? Why would he want to do that? You can buy it low, maybe, but then again, you got to get the guy to agree to sell it to you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.